בעזרת השם, רפואה שלמה של חברנו וידידנו שלמה אהרון יוסף בן שתישה גולדה, שהקדוש ברוך הוא יבשר אותו בשורות טובות, ישלח לו רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, אמן. So, בעזרת השם, we are in page נון וב עמוד בית, fourth line. Sha'al ben Dama. Ben Dama asked, who was that Ben Dama? Ben Achoto shel Rabbi Ishmael, the son of the sister of Rabbi Ishmael. He asked at Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Ishmael. He told him, Ra'iti, I saw in my dream, Shene lechayai shenashru. I said, my two cheeks that fell off. Amar, so Rabbi Ishmael answered to him, Shene gedude romi ya'atsu alecha ra'a umetu. Ministers.
So it's Roman battalions?
Rome, it's important. Soldiers, officers of Rome, rich.
The Jews are all ministers.
I understand you, Rabbi Yaakov. Really, I do. But, the Mefarshim here are explaining Atzile means that they were important people of Rome too.
No, Atzile is an important person, but a Gedud is...
I understand, but it's written Gedud, and the explanation here, they're saying, the Mefarshim are saying that probably it's a name, nickname to Atzil, and okay. It means Nivdal Me'am, separated from the nation.
From
Megudad, exactly, okay. Someone else.
Okay.
Wonderful. And they had a bad advice they wanted to do to damage you, to ruin your life, to take your money, something horrible like that. Umetu, and they died.
Amen. Baruch Hashem.
Why, how he interpret that? Because the cheeks, they were reflecting for him, and from his point of view, the power of speech. That those two officers, two important people, were talking bad things about him. And when those cheeks went off, so actually it means that they died.
They were being cheeky.
Chalomot, wonderful, another dream. Amar le bar kapara le Rebbe. Bar kapara said to Rebbe, Ra'iti, I saw chotmi shenashar, my nose that he fell off. Amar le, Rebbe answered to him, Charon af nistalek mimecha. The anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went away from you. He's not angry at you at all. Amar le, another dream that Bar Kapara dreamt and told Rebbe, Ra'iti shene yadai shenechtechu. I saw both of my hands that had been cut off. Amar le, he answered to him, Lo titztarech lemaase yadecha. You will not gonna have to put no effort yourself to work, to bring panasa for yourself. Other people gonna do things for you. You will not gonna have to put no effort. Amar le, he told him that he had another dream. Ra'iti shete raglai shenikteu. I saw both of my legs that been cut off. Amar le, he answered to him, Rebbe answered to Bar Kapara, Al sus ata rochev. You're gonna ride a horse. Means you're gonna be like the rich people that don't walk by foot. You will not gonna have to use your legs anymore. You're gonna have a horse that's gonna take you everywhere. You see, all of the interpretations are good, and this is what that creates good effects into the life of the one that dreams. Chazai de Amreli, he saw, Rabbi Bar Kapara saw and told that to Rebbe, that people told him in the dream, that someone told him in the dream, Ba'adar mitat v'nisan lo chazit. In Adar you're gonna die and you're not gonna see the month of Nisan. אמר לה, so he answered to him, באדרותא מיתת, means that when you're gonna die, not in the month of Adar, just when you're gonna die with honor, באדרותא, in an honorable way, ולא עתית לידי ניסיון, and you will not gonna come to no tests, you will not gonna be tested from heaven. Everything going to go smooth for you. You're going to die in an honorable way. Wonderful. Amar le'ahu tzduki le'Rabbi Ishmael. One tzduki came and said to Rabbi Ishmael. Tzduki, it means a kofer, someone that doesn't believe in Chachamim, in Torah Shebaal Peh. He came to Rabbi Ishmael and told him, Ra'iti, I saw, she'ani mashke shemen, לזיתים, that I'm pouring oil to the olives. Something weird. אמר לה, so רבי ישמעאל answered to him, בא על אמו. He came on his mother. He was sleeping with his mother. רבי ישמעאל saw from his dream that actually he was doing something so horrible that he was with his mother, and it been revealed in his dream. So you can see that you can see the future, and also you can see the past from the dreams. The thoughts of the man, we learned that 2 days ago, the thoughts of the man are coming into his dreams. So if he sinned, if he done something wrong, so he's dreaming, it's coming back. Like we talked yesterday on Shmirat HaEinayim, guarding the eyes. You saw something bad, so Chas v'Shalom, it's coming back, or in the dreams, or in your thoughts, so it can come back in the dreams. Amar le, so that Tzduki came in another time to Rabbi Ishmael and told him, Chazai de katifli kochava, I saw in my dream that I picked a star from heaven, from the sky, took it off. Amar le, Rabbi Ishmael told him, Bar Yisrael ganavt, you stole and you kidnapped one of the children of Am Yisrael. Means you were like missionaries. They're forcing people to go out, Chas Shalom, from Judaism. They're kidnapping their souls. So it says like that. Because there is a blessing on Am Yisrael that they're going to be like the stars, Kekochve Shamaim. So if you picked one, means that you took one neshama of Am Yisrael, Chas Shalom. Another dream, Amar le, that Tzduki said to Rabbi Ishmael, Chazai diblati lekochava, I saw in my dream that I was swallowing a star. Amar le, Rabbi Ishmael answered to him, Bar Israel zebante ve'achalt ledame. You sold that Israeli person that you kidnapped, and you ate the blood, means ate the money that you received from him, on him. Means that maybe even all of that kidnapping was physically mamash, kidnapping a Jew and sold him and received money and used that money, enjoyed from that money.
The Oraita Mavet.
If it was the Oraita Mavet, we didn't have the next dream. He was already dead.
No.
Rabbi Ishmael is standing there, I understand. Chotef ve'mocher. Amar le, by the rules of the Torah, if someone is kidnapping a Jew and selling him, it's punishment of death. Amar le, that's Duki said, Chazai enai denashkan ahadadi. I saw that my eyes were kissing each other, means touching each other. Amar le, Rabbi Ishmael answered to him, Ba'al achoto, you were sleeping with your sister. You see, why the Gemara is bringing us all of those stories that we're going to know, that a man is not coming to Kfirot to become Tzduki if he doesn't have horrible Avonot that he's hiding and he was doing things in a hidden way. This is what it brings him to Kfirot, to think bad thoughts about Chachamim, to because that he is Makhish, denying his own fight that he's got inside, and he's just trying to hide it and to fight with other people, to ignore from his own condition. Amar le, he told him, Chazai de Nashki Sihara, I saw that I'm kissing the moon. Amar le ba'al eshet Israel. You were with a woman of another Israeli person, eshet ish, that's not allowed. Another dream, Amar le, he told him, Chazai de darichna betuna de asa. I saw that I was stepping in the shade of, how do you say, it's hadas?
Myrtle?
Hadas? Yeah. Myrtle the turtle. Yaakov knows that book also. Alright, so he saw that he was tapping, walking in the shade of a myrtle tree. Amarle, Rabbi Ishmael answered to him, Ba'al Nara Hameorasa. He was with a woman that was engaged. Amarle, Vetzduki told him, Chazai Tuna Me'ilae Vehumi Tatae. I saw that the shade was above and I was under the shade. Amar le, Rabbi Ishmael told him, Mishkavcha hafuch. When you were with that poor girl, you were doing it not even in a proper way, like just upside down, that the woman, she was above and you were under. This is something that it's not allowed, also lahalacha, and for sure with it. Girl that he wasn't married, the woman wasn't married to her, engaged. Not allowed, engaged even more so. No, but he wasn't married to her, and she was engaged. Amar le, the tzduki told him, Chazai orve dehadre lepurye. I saw ravens surrounding my bed. Amar le told him, Ishtecha zanta me'anashim harbe. Your wife, she was, I say, zanta,
fooling you around.
It's mitaseket. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's understandable. Mm-hmm. With a lot of people, with a lot of men. Amar le, so that's Duki told him. Amar le, that's Duki told him. Chazai yone, he saw doves. The hadre lepurye, doves that were surrounding his bed. Amar le, told him Rabbi Ishmael, Nashim harbe timeta. A lot of women, you were contaminated.
Contaminating.
Amar le, told him that Tzaduki, Chazai de nakit tre yone ufarchan. I saw that I was holding two doves, and they were trying to fly away. Amar le, tarte nashve nesavt. Two women you married, uftartinun belo get, and you send them away with no get, without divorcing them properly. So they're trying to go away from you, but they cannot because you refuse to give a get like that you should. Amar le, told him that Tzduki, Chazai de kalifna be'e. I saw that I was peeling eggs. Amar le, Rabbi Ishmael told him, Shachveka meshalacht. Dead people, you were mafshit, stripping them from their tachrichim, from their what?
Yeah, stripping their clothes, taking their clothes off.
Clothes,
so, tachrichim. Special. With
the berries?
Yes. I forgot what it's called. What's it called?
So, Mamash.
Shroud.
Shroud, yeah.
Shrouds. Thank you, Mr. Butterfield.
Working that business.
Baruch Hashem. Amar le, kulhu itnehu bi. That's Duki answered to him. All of those that you just now interpret for me, I had them, really, they're all true. Bar meha deleite, except of the last one, that I haven't done that. I wasn't taking the
trout
from dead people. This is something that I haven't done. Adehachi vehachi, while they were talking, At Yahai Iteta came that woman, Ve'amrale, and told that Tzduki, Hai Gelima Dimchasa, that rope that you're wearing, the gavra ploni hu, it belongs to a certain man, the mit ve'ashlachte, that he died and you took that coat off from him and from his clothes that they buried, that they were supposed to bury him in those clothes, and you took that coat from him. See, Baruch Hashem. Amar Lev, that's Duki, told Rabbi Ishmael in a different time, or something, other dreams that he told Rabbi Ishmael. Chazai de Amreli, he had a dream that they told him in the dream, Shavak lach avuch nichse bekapodekaya. Your father left inherit properties for you in a place that calls Kapudakaya. What's that place? For sure you want to know. 18. It was a land in the west side of the river Prat, in small Asia. In the time of the Tanaim, Kapodakia was a place, it was under the control of Rome. Amarle, so Rabbi Ishmael answered to him, Itlach nichse bekapodkaya, do you have, he asked him, Itlach nichse bekapodakia, do you have properties in Kapodakia? Amarle, so the tzedaki answered to him, Love, no, I don't have. So again Rabbi Ishmael asked him, Azal avuch lekapodakia, have your father went and died in Kapodakia? Maybe he bought properties over there and you don't know about it. Amar le lav, he told him, no, my father never went to Kapodakia. If so, im ken, kapa. So he explained to him the dream, interpreted the dream for him. Kapa means keshura, korah, a beam of wood. Dika means asara, 10. This is why the interpretation is going to be zil chazi kapa deresh asara. Go and check the 10th beam of wood that you have in your house, shehi melea zuze, and you're going to find it full with golden coins, with coins. Azal ashkach shehi melea zuze. Went and found that actually it was full with coins that his father inherited to him. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Haro'e be'er b'chalom, a man that see a well in his dream. Ro'e shalom, he sees peace. Sheneemar, where he learned it from, that it says in Bereshit, Vayachperu avdei Yitzchak banachal, the slaves of Yitzchak, the workers of Yitzchak, were digging in the river. Vayimtzeu sham be'er mayim chayim, and they found over there well of live water. And actually, all of that issue over there is talking about peace. Rabbi Natan Omer, Rabbi Natan said, Matza Torah. He found Torah, means that the one that saw a well in his dream, he found Torah. Sheneemar, because it's been said in Mishlei, Ki motzei matza chayim, the one that found me found life. Means that the one that found life, he found the Torah. Actually, water are reviving. Uchtiv hacha, and it's written here, Be'er ma'im chayim, found me, found life. And in another verse, found water that are alive. So water and Torah, it's one thing. So the Torah is water. Both of them gives chayim. Yes. Rava Amar, Rava said, chayim mamash, real life. Doesn't talk about the Torah or about peace that's going to do good things for you. Just life itself. Mamash, you're going to live longer. You're going to live. It's a sign that you're going to live. Amar Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said, Shalosh Shelomot Hen. Three kinds of peace there are in the dreams. Means if you see those three things, they are reflecting, showing to you hinting to you about peace. Nahar, Tzipor, Ukdera. A river, a bird, and a bowl. Nahar, and now he's bringing an evidence, a proof for each and every one of those. Nahar, a river, if the man saw a river in his dream, dichtiv, because it's written, hineni note eleha, here I'm going to tilt myself to it, to her, kenahar shalom, like the river of peace. So you see that the river is peace, nahar shalom. Tzipor, a bird, dichtiv, because it's written, Ketziporim afot, like birds that flies, ken yagen Hashem tzevakot, also like that Hashem gonna protect, al Yerushalayim, on Jerusalem, fast, as the birds are flying, immediately they're running from one place to the other, in that speed, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gonna protect Jerusalem. So it means that we're gonna have protection, we're gonna have peace, we're gonna have quiet. Amen. Kedera, yes, Yerushalayim. Pisgat Zev, it's part of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Yir'a Shalem, right. Kedera, a bowl, dichtiv, because it's written, Hashem tishpot shalom lanu. Hashem, you're gonna put in front of us peace. But the word tishpot, it's like that we're putting a pot or a bowl on the table. We are shoptim the pot, not shoftim like judging. Tishpot with shin and pei and taf means to put in front, to put into the fire. Okay, or to put on the table. So Hashem gonna, like ta'aroch, I don't know, to fix the table, how can we set peace for us. Amar Rabbi Chanina said, but when a bowl is a sign for peace, ubikdera she'ein ba basar, only if the bowl that you saw in your dream is not containing meat. Shenemar, because it's been said, Ufarsu kasher basir uchbasar betoch kalachat. It's written on the bad officers of Am Israel that they were spreading themselves and trying to conquer and to control on Am Israel. Kasher basir, like you're dealing with your pot, means that they were taking whatever that they wanted and they were using their power to take from the pot, from the bowl, as much as they wanted. So, like a pot with meat. So, if a man saw a bowl in his dream that contained meat, so that verse, Chas Shalom, maybe it's something bad. It for sure doesn't mean peace. But still, again, like that we learned, if, like that we said, the interpretation is not according to the signs, it can change. It depends on how you interpret the dreams after the one that dreamt it is telling you. That's what they're gonna really gonna cause the effect on the life of the man. So like we said again and again, so the main thing is to interpret the dreams in a positive way. It's written in the Gemara that the man needs to, if he had a dream and he wants interpretation, he should go to someone that loves him, that he's going to interpret that dream for him. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, Haro'e nahar b'chalom, the man that saw a river in his dream, Yashkim ve'yomar, he needs to wake up early and to say, Hineni note eleha kenahar shalom. It's very good to say that verse. I'm tilting myself to it like the river of peace. To say that, Kodem sheyekademenu, before that he's gonna have another verse in his mind, pasuk acher, another verse, ki yavo kanahar tzar. The enemy gonna come like the river. Tsar means tzorer, the enemy that is surrounding. So, think positive fast before you're going to think negative. Chassid Shalom. Haro'e tzipor b'chalom, the man that saw a bird in his dream, yashkim v'yomar, immediately you're going to say, כציפורים עפות כן יגן השם. Use that verse that we just said. You see now, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is explaining to us those signs, those symbols that you see in the dream, you should do something with them. It's not enough to see them and immediately it becomes to be good. You need to interpret them in a positive way, like we just said. So this is why he's saying, use the verses that are showing that those were good signs, good symbols. On the bird, say that verse. Like bird that flies, so like that, Hashem going to protect Jerusalem. Kodem sheikademenu pasuk acher. Before that, another verse is going to jump into his mouth. And the verse is, ketzipor nodedet min kina vegomer. Like the bird that she is nodedet. Straying from her nest means that she is in exile and she is going. So chas v'shalom, we don't want that to happen. V'gomer haroeh kedera b'chalom, a man that saw a bowl in his dream, yashkim v'yomar, he should wake up early and say, means fast as he can, Hashem tishpot shalom lanu, please Hashem set peace for us. Kodem sheikadmenu pasuk acher. Before that, a new verse, another verse gonna jump into his mouth. Shepot hasir shepot. Put the pot, put it. Set the pot, set it. Means now we're gonna use it. We're gonna eat from it. We're gonna take advantage of it. Chas v'shalom. Shulem aleichem. Haro'eh anavim b'chalom. A man that saw grapes in his dream. Yashkim v'yomar, immediately he should say, ka'anavim b'midbar, like grapes in the desert. The next part of the verse is, matzati Israel, I found Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Am Israel, for him, they're a very good bargain. Metziah tova, he liked them very much, like a man that finds grapes in the desert. There is nothing better than to find grapes in the desert. Mamash is the best thing. Full with liquids, with water, sugar, tasty. Mamash, perfect.
The best. You find raisins.
We said grapes, we didn't say raisins. The Gemara, she knows to write simukim. Kodem sheikadmeno pasuk acher. He should say that verse before that he's going to have another verse in his mind. Anavemo inve rosh. Their grapes are very poor and bitter, very thin and bitter. Haroe har b'chalom. A man that saw a mountain in his dream. Yashkim v'yomar. As fast as he can, he should say, Manavu al heharim ragle mevaser. How good it's going to be, how nice it's going to be to see the legs of the one that's going to bring the news, the Mashiach, they're going to bring the good news. When he going to stand on the mountains. So to interpret those mountains to good things, to good ends, good news. Kodem sheikadmeno pasuk acher. Before you're going to have another verse in your mind. Al heharim esabechi vanehi. On the horrible destruction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, on the mountains I was crying and mourning. Haroe shofar b'chalom. A man that saw shofar in his dream. Yashkim v'yomar. He's going to say as fast as he can. And it's going to be in that day, Yitaka b'shofar gadol. Hashem going to blow in a huge shofar, a large shofar. Kodem sheikadmenu pasuk acher. Before that, he's going to have another verse in his mind. Tik'u shofar b'giv'a. Blow the horn, the shofar in the hill. Means, before of the war, it's like an alarm. They were blowing the shofar to warn from the enemies. So there is that warning that you should blow the shofar. So Before you're going to think about that shofar, think about the positive shofar that shows the salvation, the Geulat Israel. Haro'e kelev b'chalom. A man that saw a dog in his dream. Yashkim v'yomar. He's going to wake up early and going to say, ולכל בני ישראל, to all of the children of Israel, all of Am Israel, לא יחרץ כלב לשונו. No dog gonna, how you say,
yashchiz,
yashchiz, to make sharp. No dog gonna sharp his tongue to bark on Am Israel. Means to prepare himself, to move his tongue in his mouth, to prepare himself to bark. No dog gonna bark on Am Israel. קודם שיקדמנו פסוק אחר. So you should think about that before you're gonna think on the next verse. והכלבים עזי נפש. And the dogs, they have a very strong desire. They're very rude. הרואה ארי בחלום, a man that saw a lion in his dream, ישכים ויאמר, I'm going to wake up early and I'm going to say, אריה שאג, a lion was roaring, מי לא יירא, who will not going to be afraid. קודם שיקדמנו פסוק אחר, before that another verse is going to come, that is talking about נבוכדנצר, עלה אריה מסובכו, the lion came from the thick forest, from svach, from from there the lion came, means the enemy that conquered Am Israel then. הרואה תגלחת בחלום. A man that saw shaving, means haircut, in his dream, ישכים ויאמר, he should say, ויגלח ויחלף סמלותיו. They fixed his hair, they cut his hair. And change his clothing. קודם שיקדמנו פסוק אחר. Over there in that verse, it was towards success. They were cleaning him, they were fixing him. Before that, he's going to think about another verse. כי אם גולחתי ושר ממני כוחי, that Shimshon said to Dlila, that his power, huge power, was depend in the nezirut, in the fact that he was not allowed to shave his hair. So he told her, "Ki im gulachti, because if they're going to shave me, v'sar mimeni kochi, I won't have my powers anymore." Haro'e be'er b'chalom, a man that sees a well in his dream, yashkim v'yomar, should say that as fast as he can, be'er ma'im chayim, well of live water, that it's good. קודם שיקדמנו פסוק אחר, before he's going to think about another verse, כהכיר בעיר ממה, בעיר, this is that pit, כן הכרה רעתה, bad things happened to Jerusalem, like a pit that was, like a well that was, novea, like a spring that were bringing bad water. If there is a well that the water are poisoned, it brings bad water, so it caused a lot of damage, that well. So Jerusalem, in that period of time of the destruction, she was like that well that was causing bad things. Bad things would happen over there back then. הרואה קנה בחלום, a man that sees a reed in his dream, ישכים ויאמר, he should say that as fast as he can, קנה רצוץ לא ישבור. Even a broken reed, Hashem will not gonna break it totally, with no justice. קודם שיקדמנו פסוק אחר, before that another verse is gonna come to his mind, הנה בטחת על משענת הקנה הרצוץ. Here it's a rebuke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Israel. The king of Ashur said that to the king Chizkiyahu, here you went and you were counting on the broken reed. When Chizkiyahu went, he was trusting the Egyptians, the Mitzrim. So the king of Ashur was rebuking him on that, why you went to them. Wonderful. Let's read Rashi. Rashi. Ya'atsu alecha ra'ah, the third Rashi. Vehem halecha ya'atsu alecha ra'ah, they said a bad advice on you. Vehem halecha ya'im, and those are the cheeks. Peshe ya'ats alecha ra'ah, the mouth that were giving bad advice on you. This is Ben Dema, the son of the sister of Rabbi Ishmael. He said that to Rabbi Ishmael. Charon af, the anger, nikar b'chotem. You can see the anger in the nose. The nose, he knows. Chon, Abraham, you taught me well.
No, good too.
Nose too.
Blows
too. Charon apol, like dragon. Nikar b'chotem, you can see in the nose, shemitchamem, that it warms, umotzi hevel, and takes out steam. Alken, this is why, hu karui charon af, we're calling it charon af, the anger of the nose. Lo titztarech lemaase yadecha, shetit asher, you will not going to have to use the actions of your own hands, means that you're going to be so rich. Badruta mitat, you're going to die with honor. Bekavod uvehadar tamut, with honor and glory you're going to die. Imo ba'al, he was with his mother. Dumya deshemen, like the oil. Shehu betoch hazait, that it belongs to the inside of the olive. Hishka et imo, he was watering his mother. Katefli kochava, picked a star. Akarti kochav b'chalom, I uproot a star in my dream. Ganavta, you were stealing. Shenimshelu l'kochavim, because Am Israel are like the stars. Ne'ara ha'me'orasa, a girl that was engaged. Hayu regilin la'asot l'chupa, they were used to make a chupa for her. Shel hadas, of myrtle. Beknisata l'chupa, in the entrance to the chupa.
What do they mean,
hadas? Hadas, the plant hadas, hadasim, smells good.
Sorry.
We forgive you. Vekorin la, and they were calling it hinuma. They were calling it hinuma. Kedamrinan bektubot, like it is written in Ktubot, sheyatzta behinuma, that she went out from the hinuma, verosha parua, and her hair was wild, was not covered. Tuna de asa, tula de asa. Rashi is fixing, you should say tula de asa, means in the shade. Shachve meshalachta, metim hifshateta. You strip, take off clothing of dead people. Imken, if so. He asked him if he's got properties in Kapudakia. If so, the late lach that you don't have hatam over there, nichse properties, ve'avuch lo shachiv hatam, and your father haven't died over there. So go and look in the tenth beam of wood in your house. Kappa, this is the beam. The amrilach hi keshura, that they're telling to you it's that beam of wood. Shebelshon paras ve'evan, that in Persian language and Greek, korin lekeshura kapa. They're calling keshura, that beam of wood, kapa. Dika, what is dika? Hu asara, it's ten. Shebelshon yevani, that in Greek, korin leasara dika. They're calling ten dika. Wonderful. Vehachi amre lach, and this is what they're telling you. Yesh lecha mamon, you have money, bekora asirit, in the tenth beam of wood. Darish asara, deresh asara, the tenth one that was in the korash berosh asara, the first one of ten. Shalosh shlomot hem, three signs that we're talking about peace. Shalosh chalomot hamevasrim shalom, three dreams that are telling about peace. Uparsu kasher basir, they were spreading their hands, moshitim, sending their hands into the pot. Alma por anuta, he means bad things that are going to happen. Uvechol kinyanach, we are not there yet. This is it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.